Hola, mi gente bella. This is your girl, Amara La Negra, and you're listening to Exactly Amara, a production of iHeartRadio. Today, we're having a special guest. He's going to be helping me talk about toxic relationships. I think we've all heard about it. We've all been through one, or maybe it's just me. I don't know. But we started up the convo earlier in his podcast, Life as a Gringo. And now I'm inviting him to join Exactly Amara, and we will continue the conversation here. He is DJ Dramos. ¿Qué que tú diste?
Hey, I'm excited. I feel like I had you in my home, and now you've invited me into yours. This is a very exciting time.
Voila. Welcome to Exactly Amara. Be Exactly Dramo. Nice and scandalous yourself, outgoing, transparent, unique. You already know toda la vaina. But earlier we were talking about toxic relationships. I told you about, you know, some of the things that I've been through in my past in my toxic relationships. Now I want to know about yours. Tell me a little bit about yours. Have you had any toxic relationships that you regret or you felt like, damn, I could have done things a little bit different?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I've had a lot of situationships that I could have done differently and that led to toxic situations. I can think of, like, you know, when I was definitely like DJing heavy in the clubs, like girls would just pull up on me and it wouldn't be pretty a lot of times, you know. So I probably put my my job at risk a little bit sometimes with maybe drama of people showing up and things like that. Or having like one situationship there and then another one randomly shows up and now I have to deal with that whole explanation. So my toxic behavior definitely put me in some sticky situations.
Who do you think is more toxic, women or men?
Who do I think is
more
toxic?
Ladies, I want to know. Go to Exactly Amara on all social media platforms and let me know who is more toxic, women or men? Tóxicos.
You see, I think it's different kinds of toxic, though, because women are like can be incredibly spiteful. You know what I'm saying? And that is a whole nother level of toxicity. Men could just be fucking dumb and just be like assholes at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? That's just like another level right there. And I feel like with men, it's kind of like, you know, our biggest thing is like lying to get women into bed, right? That's like probably the biggest trait that somebody can think of.
But these days, you don't even have to lie that much because women are so sexually freaky. They're like, you know what? I just want to bust it. Dale, stick it to me. Vamos arriba. Fuck it.
That's a great point, and probably a lot of dudes could have had that conversation and be in a far better position than they would have had they had not have just gone off on their own.
Be honest, yeah. Right.
Would you be able to deal with that though? Oh, like an open kind of polyamorous relationship?
Hell no, we ain't doing that. Pero you know what? I'm not gonna lie. For the men that have done me like that you know. Let's say a lot of times it doesn't have to be a one night stand. It could just be like, okay, I'm gonna take you out on several dates. Cause a lot of guys, right, when they really want it, hey, they will wait. They will wait. Mm-hmm. They will lie. They're gonna take you out on a couple of dates. Toda la vaina. Pero once they get it in, te quieren sacar los ojos. They want to stick it in your nose, in your ear, and we're gonna cool. They wanna do everything to you. Like, I'm trying to get my money back. But it's true. But I will say this much though: a lot of guys, I really don't think that they understand how that behavior creates like a toxic cycle with women. Cause then now it's like they originally had all these good intentions for you, or maybe they actually liked you.
Right.
And by you doing that, right, now the next guy that comes after you, he's gonna get the business because of what you did. And then it just creates this weird cycle where we're just, you know, being spiteful to each other, you know, is weird.
Well, what's like what has a dude done? Cause I'm trying to think of my own toxic behaviors, but like, is there one thing that sticks out in your head that like, damn, like this dude, he got me good with this really like just fucked up thing he did?
Oh my God. Es que if I tell you, I'm going to feel terrible because I'm going to feel como una pendeja. But I was really young. Okay. Don't judge me. Pero I was really young or whatever. And I was dating this guy, much older guy, like 20 years different.
Okay.
Me daba vuelta, like he knew how to play me. And he basically, we had a trip to the Dominican Republic and he basically brought his ex-girlfriend with us to the trip.
No.
But he was with me, but he brought her, right, like, you know, we're just really cool friends, you know, whatever. We've already evolved. I'm with you. He let it be known that, you know, whatever. And I was like, bueno, I guess shit happens. You mean, it's a Libra in me. Just trying to be understanding. And guess who went home? I went home, and they stayed in the trip. Because I just couldn't do it.
What happened? Okay.
I couldn't do it. I saw them being too friendly. Sometimes I stayed sleeping in the room, and they had already gone downstairs to have breakfast together. Like, oh, I didn't want to wake you up.
Oh,
it was just weird. Yeah. I don't even know how I dealt with that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, how does that even work? It's like, y'all go scuba diving as a trio? I don't understand how this works on vacation.
No,
because
it was like, oh, no, okay, she's going to go see her family. Un cuento rarísimo. I don't even know how I felt for it. But I felt that it was toxic because it made me feel insecure. It made me feel self-conscious about myself. It made me question even my sexuality, like sexually, was I not pleasing enough? It made me doubt myself in so many levels. Then I felt como una estúpida, you know, for being like open and nice and like, all right, baby, I trust you. See, here's where once the trust is broken, it messes up the cycle for every other relationship. Because then you're consistently questioning, even if this person is not doing anything and you just started a new relationship, now you're questioning, oh, I see this guy is not going to be like the other one. Maybe you're going to do this. Or if this other person used to, like, I don't know, cheat on you by texting another girl, now you want to see in your new relationship, let me see your phone.
Right.
And it just creates like a really bad cycle of unhealed people trying to start in new relationships, and it's just bad.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And you brought up something I want to touch on because you said it made you feel insecure about yourself. Like, was I not pleasing him sexually? And I could say from a dude's perspective that half the time when we look at another woman outside of our relationship, even if we're not acting, like, they don't have to actually be any more attractive than the current relationship that we're in. It's just the fact that it's something different.
It's something new, pussy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really all it is. Right. Absolutely. 110%. Like, even when I was just running around and getting into situationships, like, there were times I would just go sleep with another woman that wasn't even as attractive as the girl that was giving me regular play just because it was something new. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what the guys do. That's what the guys do. Yeah.
Right.
No, that's terrible. Y'all be leaving your girl. And that's the, oh my, women, mujeres, por favor, tell me that you understand where I'm coming from. Oh, the pain in my heart. I know you know what I'm talking about. When you know that your man is cheating on you with somebody who's raggedy, I'm like, if you're going to cheat on me, make sure that bitch looks better than me, that she's smarter than me, that she's better than me. Pero then you're going to go with somebody que es peor que yo. Why would that makes you feel even more self-conscious? Like, oh, hell no. But it is true. Sometimes it's not about us, because that's another thing. As women, we're always blaming ourselves. Maybe I didn't do this to him.
True.
Maybe I didn't cater. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was, and reverse. Men is more like, she didn't do that. It's because of her, and they don't blame themselves for it.
Another question here. I want to see, like, where your toxic line gets drawn here, okay? So, I mean, we talked about it on my podcast, you know, that you are a little protective over your men, right? When it comes to being around other women. What about when it comes to, like, porn? Like, is your man allowed to watch porn by himself? Because I've heard a lot of back and forth.
I don't care if he watches porn by himself, because I watch porn by myself. Shoot. Yeah. Sometimes it's like, see, that's like my new dick. You see how guys want new pussy? My new dick is like watching porn. It's like, I'd rather watch a new video, a new, una posición nueva, or like anything new. I'd rather watch that than to actually go physically share my body with someone else, because I'm not a good cheater. I don't think that I could cheat on you and then come home to you and act like everything's regular. Maybe if I flirted, yes. I'm going to be honest. If I flirted with another guy, oh my God. Okay, that's it. Pero if I give you my todo, I could never come home to you and be cool, because I feel like, oh my God, he smells it. Oh my God, he can feel it. Am I acting weird? No, stop. Don't do that anymore. Oh my God. That stress, I can't do it. Can't do it.
Have you ever cheated on somebody?
No. I have never, I have never physically cheated on someone. However, if flirting is considered cheating, which it is, I've cheated many times. But I've only cheated. Pero espérate. I've only cheated because, like, that's why I asked you earlier, like, do you still want to feel do you still want to feel wanted by other women, even if you're in a relationship? I'm like, this is my man. First of all, I'm going to let you know, I got some man, so no.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to call me mm-hmm. pretty and stuff or whatever, okay, go tell me. Like, tell me, oh my God, stop. Don't, see, I'll do it, but that's it. Don't call me nada raro, because I don't want, so I will, I'm very flirty. And sometimes sure. even when I'm not trying to be flirty, my personality makes you feel like I'm trying to holler at you. I'm not. I'm just being nice.
Right. That is a problem where I think a lot of men will mistake women being nice as like, yo, she wants
no,
me. You know what I'm saying?
Hell, I
think
we've, I was just being nice to you. And all of a sudden right. I've heard it like, oh yeah, because you know what I'm saying? You were trying to holler at da-da-da-da. I'm like, me? He was like, mm-hmm. oh yeah, because you know what I'm saying? You were talking to him. Yeah, I talked to everybody. I'm a really nice person.
Right.
But I'll definitely say that though. Like, sometimes that those mixed signals can get guys confused. But yeah, I've sure. cheated, you know, as far as flirting, I've done that. What about yourself? Be honest.
I've never cheated on in a relationship.
So
never.
You never stuck it to somebody and then came back home and then you stuck it again to your girl?
Nope. Never happened. Never happened. And that's also, I have only been in a handful of official
okay.
relationships for that
oh,
reason.
Oh,
because
the rest, so, like, the rest were situationships.
Yeah, exactly. The rest was like, yo, it's casual. We didn't know it's nothing official. You know what I'm saying? So we could go
girls,
do,
listen to
do,
the
do
game. He's
do.
Giving game. Boy, that's another thing. You know what? In a relationship, when, okay, not in a relationship. When do you make it in an official relationship? How do you know the difference in between a situationship and a relationship? Because
right.
a lot of girls sometimes be like, oh, this is my man. And he thinks this is just a situationship.
Sure. Right. I think you got to have the conversation, because I know for me in the past, if we didn't have the conversation, I am still technically single and I can go do whatever the hell I want to do. So that's how my mind was. And I think a lot of my guy friends would agree
but,
with
okay,
that.
But okay, so then who starts the conversation?
I mean, whoever wants to, I guess, at that point, whoever wants to lock things down, you know what I mean? Like, I think in my relationship, I asked my girl to make it official, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I was definitely all in and
okay,
invested
no, no,
in
no.
that.
I want to hear it. Okay, tell me. Pretend that your girl's here. So, like, how did you do it?
How did I do it? Okay, well, we went out to dinner and we had, like, a whole nice little night together. And when she came back to my place, I had, like, this whole giant sign. I went, like, you know, as if we were little kids back in grade school, like, will you be my girlfriend? And a giant
oh
sign with candles lit up.
That's
and,
so romantic.
And all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so listen, hey, there are good guys out there is what I want to make a point to say. But definitely, I think that if it's not official, then you ain't in a relationship. Like, you have to, that conversation has to happen. I don't care who initiates it.
And talking about official relationships or not, and I know this is away from being toxic and all these things, but like,
sure.
do you ever feel the difference in between having, well, you've never been married, right? Okay,
no.
but I've heard this many times on social media where there's a lot of people saying, oh, well, she's doing girlfriend, she's doing wife things at a girlfriend status. What truly is these days, what truly is the difference in between a girlfriend and, you know, your wife? Because these days, para mi entender, I don't even know the difference anymore. We live together.
Right.
We fuck.
Mm-hmm.
We
right.
Share expenses. We do. So. Mm-hmm. What exactly is the difference? We already know the difference between a situationship and a relationship.
Right.
Now, girlfriend, now that she's made it to the girlfriend, what's the difference mm-hmm. between the girlfriend and the wife?
I mean, I think, first of all, I've been seeing this conversation too, and I don't think it's for any of us to necessarily tell somebody how to live their life.
Agreed.
But what I think is, you do have to be careful when it comes to, like, investments, I think, is where you start like, getting a little bit shaky. You know what I mean? Where, like, if we're doing investments together, that potentially, if we break up, could really fuck up my money in the future and, like, put us both in, like, a weird place. To me, that's where I would start to draw the line. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not opposed to doing that. It just depends, I think, on how long I've been with somebody and, like, what the circumstances are of that relationship.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think if you live, like, there are levels. If you live together and you're both, like, sharing in all the bills and all that kind of stuff, I think you've graduated into a certain level. I don't think you necessarily have to be married to kind of do all of those different things. I think marriage is just like a kind of, I don't know. I don't want to just say it's just a title.
Do you want to get married?
But it's definitely, yeah, I want to get married for
yeah.
sure.
Like, legally with papers and everything?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Legally papers, you know, with a priest and family involved and all that kind of stuff for
okay,
sure.
Okay, that's nice. Well, getting back to the toxic.
Wait. Hold on. Wait, what about you? You still trying to skate by this whole thing? I felt the shade coming from across the room.
No, I don't know. I don't think I want to get married anymore. I think that I want to get married, but just not legally. Like,
wait, you did want to get married at one point and your mind has changed?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think I want to do it anymore.
Why is that?
I feel like it's jinxing it. There's like a weird spell in that damn document. True. That once you sign it, everything goes bad. There's relationships that last for like the longest time while they're together as a couple.
Right.
Once they get married, things change. And I would love to have the wedding, my wedding dress, wedding cake, everything. I just don't want us to sign that document. And if you and I are together and we have the rings, we go through the whole thing. Why does that document solidify what we feel for each other? I don't know. That's just me. Yeah. But knowing that you are in a, you know, official relationship and you're happy and you're proud to that you have evolved into this great man, has she done anything toxic to you? It's okay. Let me know.
Nah, she hasn't done anything, I would say, toxic. We have had a couple maybe like jealous moments, and it's kind of and like we kind of talked about you know on my episode of this show, a lot of it I have to take blame for, because it was like I wasn't present to our relationship, and not that I was out there hanging around other women or anything like that, but I wasn't doing a good job of separating work from my personal life. I was allowing myself to be distant, to be caught up in like bullshit that I was doing at work, and like, you know, the stress of it all. And I wasn't showing up for my partner to make her feel like I was like truly invested in what we were doing, you know? So she didn't feel attached to me. And I kind of, you know, created that environment where she wasn't really a part of my day-to-day activities just because I was so caught up in everything.
I love how mature you are and how mature you talk, because it just shows a lot of growth, you know, that you learn with experience, you learn with time. And once you start realizing what really matters, you just start to get in that space. But maybe not her, but have you had any girl do anything super toxic to you?
Have I had a girl do any? I mean, I definitely think I got cheated on for sure, like once or twice when I think about it. I haven't been able to prove it, but yeah, I definitely like, you know, saw some weird Instagram comments that seemed a little bit too flirty. You know, maybe some phone calls that weren't answered during certain times that they should have been, you know, for sure from like, I mean, this one girl, I would say she was probably the most toxic girl that I made my girlfriend. I think at the end of the day, she saw the whole DJ aspect of everything and then thought that she had like a free ride to kind of, you know, sit around and not do much, you know. And she even moved in with me and was living with me for a little while. And to her, it was just like she was cool with just kind of laying around all day. And like, as long as she cleaned the house, she thought that was like, you know, showing up equally in our relationship.
Well,
you know,
so
she was
definitely trying to get a free ride. That's how it used to be back in the days. And some girls still have that mentality of like, you know, whatever.
This was a girl that just had, that didn't want to do anything. She just wanted to be a trophy wife. So that was the, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference between, I think, you know, that idea of like a woman wanting to take care of you and those things. And I appreciate all that. And I love that. But at the same time, there are certain women who just want to be a trophy wife that gets to sit up there on the pedestal all day long and like not do anything.
I would love to talk to a man that either has one or really enjoys just having a trophy wife. I just want you to be home, clean the house, be pretty, go to the gym all day. And when I want to stick it to you, you're always available for me, basically. Don't say anything. Don't have really much of an opinion. And I'm just going to give you money and you're going to be here. Yeah, like, you know, I don't know. Where are these men at?
In theory, it was nice. Like, the first couple months, it was, like, cool. Like, I got this girl that, like, I'm, you know, super attracted to that is just there waiting on me. Basically, she just wants, you know, she wants to hear about my day. I get, you know, we fuck, we do that. And you know, my meals are cooked and my laundry is done. That was great. But eventually, like, a month, 2 months in, it got boring because it was like, yo, like, your life revolves around me. Like, you have nothing to add to the conversation that doesn't have to do with me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, for, like, that definitely, you know, was something younger that I learned. Like, okay, this is not the type of relationship that I want for myself.
Do you think that sex is more como que juicy, como que fun, como que, you know, like that? With someone that has toxic traits or with somebody that's como más sencilla, como que, babe, I don't care if you go out, you know, come whenever you want. You know, don't, like, with somebody don't argue, no jode, no nada. I don't know. I want to know how you feel, but personally, I like a little toxic, ¿cómo se dice toxicity?
Toxicity.
I actually do like it. I like it a little bit with, be a little bit just like, oh, who's that? Da-da-da. It makes you feel like, oh my God, baby, you care about me? Yes, I'm not going nowhere. A little bit. Don't go crazy. You know, I like a little bit of man that puts a little pressure on me and makes me feel like, oh my God, you want me, you're protecting me, you love me. Yes. pero right, no me joda right. mucho. What about you?
Right. I mean, I don't know if it's like toxic traits, but you definitely want, I don't think you want somebody who's just kind of like whatever about everything, you know what I'm saying? Who's just like, hey, you know, we're here, we get along, we're in a relationship, and that's that. You know, okay, you want to have sex? Sure. Like, you definitely want some type of energy where it's like, you know, your girl is like, randomly will send you like a naked picture and just to remind you like, yo, this is what you got. You know what I'm saying? Keep your head on. You know, stuff like yeah. that I think is definitely, you know, a turn on. And for sure, I would definitely prefer that over somebody who's just kind of like there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, just there like whatever. Okay, so how about this?
Right.
Let's go through some of the toxic traits that men have. Or I, you know what? I would just say men because I feel like this is men and women, but we're going to put you up on game a little bit. And if you didn't know you're in a toxic relationship, you might just find out right now. Okay, so give me one and I'll give you one. For example, I think that someone that is toxic is someone who never takes responsibilities for anything that they do. If they ever disrespect you, if they ever make you feel bad, if they ever hurt your feelings, if they ever whatever, they just always act like it's your fault or like, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Sure.
What about you? What's another toxic trait?
I mean, yeah, definitely you have to take responsibility. I think that's a great one. Definitely somebody who doesn't take responsibility for their fuck-ups is a huge red flag. But also I think the machismo man who feels like they have to kind of control you, you know what I'm saying? If it's like, you know, I don't want you wearing that outside the house. I don't want you hanging out with this friend. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't want you doing this or doing that. Like, that should be automatic red flag. And I think a lot of times women will be like, oh, he cares. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, nah. There's a difference between me saying, like, I don't want you to go jog in the park at night when it's dark because it's just not safe for you by yourself out there. And there's a difference between me saying, like, I don't want you leaving the house, you know, wearing that where maybe your boobs, you have a little bit of cleavage. I don't want you wearing that. Like, there's a huge difference.
So how about this one, too? This is another good one. When they disrespect your boundaries, if you're in a relationship with someone and you're like, babe, listen, I don't like when you go, oh, I've heard this one. Or something I had an issue with, but whatever. Let me not put my business out there. Never mind. But if I tell you, for example, I don't like you calling me, I don't know, bitch. Some guys will do that. Like, that's my bitch. And it may not come from a negative space, or I fucks with my bitch, or whatever. It may not come from a negative space, or I could say, I don't like you calling me pumpkin. Don't call me sweetie. Don't call me honey. Whatever, babe. Don't wake me up at nighttime. If I'm tired from sleeping, don't wake me up because I have to wake up early in the morning. If you want some, you have to get me while I'm up. Or whatever your boundaries are. If I've already established, I don't like this, or please don't do this. Once they start disrespecting that, you're starting to, that's one sign that they're toxic. They don't respect you. They don't respect the way that you feel. That's not a good sign.
Oh, 100%. You got like a relationship. A lot of it is having mutual respect for that person. You know what I'm saying? Like I should be looking at my girl like, oh my goodness, she's amazing. You know what I'm saying? She's incredible with this stuff. Like, it shouldn't be me putting down the person that I'm with. I shouldn't be, you know, doing anything that I think kind of, you know, goes against their own beliefs. Or like you said, even when it comes to like calling somebody a bitch, and like, I should never be saying anything that kind of degrades the person that I'm in a relationship with.
And here's another good one. Dysfunctional past. If you've been in a relationship with someone and then you find out that they were in an abusive relationship, they were crazy, I just came out of jail because I beat this girl. Whatever it is that may have happened, that's a sign this ain't gonna work out. Red flag, be careful. I'll tell you another one. Your gut. Your gut will always tell you when something is wrong. That other intuition of yours that you have in your system that tells you something is not right, definitely listen to that. And if it also makes you feel like you consistently have to investigate, search, and look, that's another sign that either you're toxic, because you could be toxic, or that this person is not someone that you should trust.
Yeah, that's a good one. And I think actually this one I wasn't aware of, but my girl had brought up to me. Look at the way that the dude treats his mom. You know, like, look at his relationship with his mother. And if he has like a healthy relationship where he treats her with respect and all those things, I think that's a good indicator of how he's probably going to exist when it comes to the person that he's deciding to spend his life with.
His mom, his children, any women around him. That's a really good sign.
Sure.
Because sometimes you can tell just off the way that they treat them, the way that they're probably going to treat you in a relationship. And another thing, when they're full of promises and, you know, they're like, oh, I'm going to do this, te voy a traer la luna, el sol, las estrellas, I'm going to do all this other extra shit. You already know you're full of baloney. I don't know. I think that we have to, before we decide to get in official relationships with people, and while we're in the process of dating people, when we see the red flags, when people tell you who they are, believe them. You know, a lot of times we don't want to believe it. We want to sugarcoat it. We want to pretend it's not there, or they're going to change. Right. One trait that women have a lot, and I'm one of those, we're fixers. We want to fix you.
Yeah.
I can fix him. Sure. I can make him better.
Right.
No, you have to understand that you have to take people as they are, and they are who they are. If they're toxic, if they're crazy, if they're psycho, if they're disrespectful, if they're rude, if they're whatever, that's who they are. Can they change? Mm-hmm. Maybe in their own time, with time, mature.
They have to want to change, too.
And they have to want to change, for sure. Any advice?
Right. I mean, when it comes to... Yeah, I always say this. I think men show you exactly who they are, especially more so than women. Like, you can see who a man is, you know what I'm saying? I just think that we're a lot more obvious about what we're trying to do, you know what I'm saying? Where women can be a little bit more trickier to catch some of the signs. I think you need a little bit more time, but like, just look how a man lives. Like, what is his lifestyle like? You know what I'm saying? Like, who are his friends? What are his hobbies? What is he doing on a regular basis, you know? Because I think, you know, going out like on a night on the town with your girls is a little bit different than like a dude who goes out on a night in the town with his boys. Like I said, you know, before, for me, when I used to go out with my boys, it was always about trying to find a girl. It wasn't about us like sitting down, having heart to hearts and having guy time or something like that. Like, you know, we were all on a mission. So I think men are a lot more like forward facing, front facing when it comes to what their intentions are and who they are. And, you know, a lot of women, unfortunately, don't pay attention to that stuff.
For sure. For sure. Well, I'll tell you this much. I am such a fan of life as a gringo. You know, you're out here putting in that work. DJ Dramos, thank you so much for joining me today. And by the way, you know, I'm trying to get these streams up. I'm trying to get these subscribers up because this show keeps getting only but better. So remember to rate us, share this podcast with your friends, tell a friend. Yo, you can't miss Exactly Amara every Thursday is lit. This has been a production of iHeartRadio, My Cultura Podcast Network. I always say I'm so grateful because they allowed us to have this platform where we could be exactly who we are. Hablar en Spanglish, hablar de nuestra cultura, who we are as a community, as a whole. And by the way, for more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Ya tú sabes que lo que. I am so grateful. By the way, Dramos, share with me your social media. Where can people follow you? Where can they go check out your podcast?
Yes, it's at DJ Dramos, D-R-A-M-O-S, on all social media platforms. And then if you just search for Life as a Gringo on any platform you find podcasts, you'll check it out there. So it's all about that in-between kind of gray area that a lot of us Latinos born in America kind of exist in. So that's what a lot of the conversations we have on there are.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining Exactly Amara. I'll see you next Thursday. Gang, gang, gang.